Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, it is mental illness to have a thousand indicators, to have your own eyes, your own mind, your own hearing, your own touch, your own taste, to look at something and then to deny that it's there in front of you. And clearly, criminal elements in the government who want to set up a police state in America did everything they could to make sure this disaster blew up. And they knew it was coming. They knew everybody was screaming and yelling about it. We'd done shows on this. Why aren't they fixing New Orleans, but we got troops in Iraq? You know, why is the border wide open, but they say terrorists are about to sneak nukes across any minute? And terrorists could do that. And then, still, when it happens, the government won't get in any trouble for leaving the border wide open. I mean, there's a disconnect here. The government can't protect you, won't protect you, will never protect you. Now we have no gun sales or bullet sales in Louisiana, cartridge sales. I mean, and this could go nationwide. The economy, it could have major repercussions. It already is. And we're talking to Paul Craig Roberts, who was Assistant Secretary for the Treasury Economic Policy during the Reagan administration. I mean, he set the economic policy, folks. And he's here calling for Bush's impeachment. Paul is going to be with us for this segment, one more segment. That's it. We're honored to have him. Let's go to another caller here. Sean in California, thank you for holding for time immemorial. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex and Mr. Roberts. Isn't it telling that the martial law establishment of New Orleans can have their new magnetic and laser-based sound weaponry shipped in from California?
Well, that's right. I saw that in New York at the RNC. Now they've got even more powerful third-generation eardrum-busting cannons being shipped in, and they had those shipped in before they even had the water in there. Let's get a comment from Paul on that.
Well, there's no need for those weapons. There's nothing there but poor people dependent on federal welfare. This whole thing is absurd. The main looters were people who were out of food and water. And the other looters were the drug addicts dying for a fix. That's why they broke into the hospitals and the drug stores.
And they can't get a single chopper in the air equipped with ground penetrating radar or simple heat sensing apparatus to do flyovers of the flooded areas to find people trapped in their attics.
Yeah, there's no need for these weapons. This not an armed insurrection in New Orleans or Louisiana. But listen, Alex, if you still have those people holding from Tokyo and Germany, they're going broke hanging on these long-distance lines. You better take them first if they're still there.
All right. I'll do that. Anything else, Sean?
Well, on the parish president, Broussard, he said FEMA did all this bad stuff on Meet the Press, but then he went on to say that FEMA needs more power in the full audio clip. So it was an example of doublethink. And Rumsfeld denied the Army Times article about combat operations. He says, no, we're not involved in that, in a press conference with the Joint Chiefs.
Oh, really? The Army Times was there,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Japan. Wes in Japan. Thanks for holding, Wes. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
All right. I don't know if you heard this story or not, but on June 5th on Fox News, Fox Network, they aired a movie called Oil Storm. And the script is the hurricane scenario, almost to the T. Just like those lone gunman story before 9/11, this is a hurricane hits New Orleans, all of that. And so, for me, it was totally designed. That's the way I see it. And I found the story on cuttingedge.org where they detail all the background on it, on weapons, on weather warfare. And coming from their own government publications admitting that this technology exists. And so, I don't know if you've come across, I did see some articles on your site the other day.
Yes, no, we, back in June, we played the promo for Oil Storm. Let me get a comment from Paul Craig Roberts on the other side on that. What are you doing over in Japan, my friend?
Oh, working as a contractor here for the local base, the Navy.
What do the Japanese think of this?
It's hard to get, they don't really pay attention. They think it's chaotic, and they feel sorry for us, but I mean, they're not really big Bush supporters either, but they're not in tune with the whole thing.
Hey, what? Stay there. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, listening to us at a military base in Japan, a contractor for a base in Japan, Wes in Japan. Wes, finish up your point.
That was it. I didn't know if you had already run the story or not, but that was just, you know, coincidence. I don't know.
Well, I know we have Secretary of Defense Cohen admitting that there are earthquake and weather weapons. I know that I've got Weather Channel shows about it. I know I've got legislation about it. There's no evidence for me that some group or government can make hurricanes or can steer hurricanes. Look, I don't put it past them, but the problem is I stick with what I can prove.
Right.
And, I don't agree with the Weather Wars guy who, you know, the meteorologist who works for a major TV station, folks, who thinks that it's, you know, group. But again, I stick with what I can prove, and I know this: the government it took work to make sure those people didn't get aid. I mean, they cut lines, they didn't let food get in, they stopped police, and then meanwhile the police are out looting. So, the feds. What Paul Craig Roberts said in the last hour was so important. And it fits in with the fact, and everybody knows this, the guidelines. If you take any federal money, they set all the guidelines and have their people there watching what you do, watching what you set up, watching what you create, what operations you run. You've got to follow their book exactly. And man, folks, they had them stand down. Thanks for the call. Paul, you want to elaborate on that any? Paul Craig Roberts?
No, that's all over my head, Alex.
It's not over your head. You're the one that brought up the key point.
Oh, I thought you meant about these fantastic weapons.
Oh, weather weapons. Oh, absolutely. No, I meant the point you brought up that, I mean, for people that don't know, especially in New Orleans, folks, I mean, that city was purely federalized 2 years ago, times Picayune. They took control, and then so to blame it on the locals, that'd be like if I was a general and I gave my captains and colonels and majors the exact battle plan, and they executed it flawlessly, but lost the battle, and then if I blamed them for having a bad battle plan.
See, look, the state and locals don't have the resources, and they don't control the resources. So, and anyone with a lick of sense already knows that. And so I think the issue really is, and since we can't prove, at least at this point, why this failure happened, this failure of response to a disaster happened, what we can stand on very firmly is that this was an extraordinary incompetence, and it's criminal negligence, and there has to be accountability. So if we can demand that, whether or not we have proof that it was intended to happen, the fact is, the important fact is that it did happen, and this was a massive failure of the federal government, and it is criminally negligent, and there must be accountability. That's really all we need to go further. And
what did you think of Bush giving large portions of the contracts to Halliburton?
You know, it's such blatant cronyism. It's just like in Iraq. It's just, you know, in the high level civil servant, the woman who blew the whistle on it, they demote her. So the civil service has lost its protection too. When I was presidential appointee in the government, you couldn't just go around demoting civil servants. I mean, you literally couldn't touch them. It'd take about 2 years of.
Well, they're demoting or firing people left and right when they blow the whistle.
You know, that's what I'm pointing out. The law and procedure is collapsing all across the front.
So even their own bureaucratic rules are. I mean, it wouldn't you call this executive lawlessness?
It's like a dictatorship. Look, you know, Hitler didn't inherit a dictatorship, did he? I mean, he inherited the institutions of a free society.
Weimar Republic.
He corrupted them. You know, when the German courts would turn loose people that he wanted them, you know, punished or something, and the courts would absolve them, let them loose, the SS would pick them up, the Gestapo would pick them up in the streets when they walked out of the court and carry them off anyhow. So if you don't obey, if you can't make the laws twist to work your purpose, you ignore them. And
you know, it's funny you'd say that. They've been setting up all these new parallel courts locally and at the state and federal level, and forget terrorist stuff not having their rights, in family law or in just petty crime here in Austin. They say on the news, well, you thought you were innocent until proven guilty, but now, to leave the jail, we make you waive your rights and sign on to probation. I mean, for petty stuff. I mean, we are seeing a high-tech nightmare being set up here.
I think that's right. You know, I've been writing for years about the destruction of our civil liberties and of the legal principles that protect the innocent from arbitrary power of government. And that is a very serious thing, and I think that we see that across the board. It happens even to protected people like senior civil service officials whose job is to blow the whistle. I mean, that's what the woman was supposed to do. She did her job, and they busted her for doing her job, and they don't have the authority to arbitrarily demote people.
Craig Roberts, do you think this imperial hubris, just this insane aplomb, and arrogance, though, I mean, it's dangerous to the elite because they're getting more and more sloppy, but it's the imperial rule that no one can challenge them. So isn't it really just a slippery slope just into maximum tyranny? I mean, is there anything to hold it back?
The only thing that could hold it back would be, you know, if the people just got outraged and it forced the Republicans to turn on him, and that it forced the Democrats to become an opposition party again, and it laughed the mainstream media off the scene. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but you are right. The slippery slope, we're not only on it, we're a good ways down it. And you have to keep in mind that a terrorist is whoever they say is a terrorist. It could be you, it could be me, it could be your mother. It's just up to them. There's no evidence required.
Well, it's like it's a big national secret. It's in all these regional papers. Toy stores getting Homeland Security visits. Doctors getting Homeland Security visits.
Right.
Pot dealers. Topless bars.
They're just establishing...
Homeless people.
They're establishing illegitimate authority by exercising it.
Exactly. They're creating bad precedent.
Yeah. If you exercise an authority over and over, and you're not stopped, and no one stops you, you're not held accountable. It's just like the other day, the federal judge who said, well, he didn't think he could order the release of the second batch of Abu Ghraib prison videos because they're so horrible that the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Army, Myers, has said, gosh, if we release these, the Arabs will get so mad they'll kill more of our troops. Father. So he acknowledges that evidence exists of criminal actions by American troops and officers, but he's not going to let anybody know about it.
You know, that's crazy. I saw that. His defense for not releasing video of them raping children, folks, just in case you didn't know, Cy Hirsch has seen it. How in the, and I have to use this word, this is hell on earth, how in the world people could listen, the neocons rationalize it, Paul, as you know.
Look, see, what they're doing, they're turning the U.S. military, the honorable U.S. military, into the Waffen SS. That's what they're doing. Whoever they unleash it on, it will be merciless.
But even the armed SS didn't brag about it on TV.
Well, they didn't have TV.
That's a good point.
We don't know what they said to one another, whether they... I think you're probably right. It was probably something that even many of them were ashamed of. But shame is another thing that's departed. You see, even the things that control the beast in the human nature, those are gone too, like shame, integrity, honor. Nobody knows what that is anymore. And then when you take away the legal protections as well, that there's nothing there but a beast. I mean, it's an unrestrained beast, and that's how I think of the slippery slope. We're really preparing ourselves to be ravaged in the most incredible ways.
And for those in the establishment that think this is cute and want to exercise power, I mean, no one is safe in a system like this.
That's right.
I mean, look at the decline of the Roman Empire when they had two emperors.
Well, just look at the Soviet Union. I mean, look what happened in the Stalin years. Every single Bolshevik hero he exterminated. I mean, even look what Hitler did to his own brown shirts. So, no one is safe.
You're Night right. of the Long Knives. He exterminated Ernst Röhm and all of them.
See, no one is safe. And where the power is going, it's going into the bureaucratized federal agencies with police powers. That's where the power is. It's not even really going to politicians or presidents.
Well, that's what I brought. You must know your history, Paul Kirk Roberts, because that's when I said the two emperors, you know, in the final days of Rome, every 6 months a general would just overthrow the Caesar and make himself Caesar, and then somebody else would overthrow him. I mean, the climate that these international corporations manipulating our government have created is just totally toxic.
Well, it's... I don't know how many more catastrophic examples of incompetence the country can stand. We've certainly had a lot of them in the Bush regime.
Paul, I know you have stayed longer than you even said you could, and I really do want to thank you for coming on with us. here on air today, but I'd like to hold you there just for a second. I'd like to speak to you off air here during the break, but I want to thank you for coming on.
Okay, Alex, I'm pleased to be on.
You bet. Stay right there, sir.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health among longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
I was talking to Paul during the break, and he said he likes taking your calls, so I guess I'll ride shotgun with us for this little short segment. If he wants to go longer, he's welcome to. Right now, let's go straight back to the calls. And who's up next here in order? Will. Will, where are you calling us from today, Will?
This is Will in Missouri, Alex and Paul, and thank you for taking my call. You know, if there were no other explanation for the administration's gross negligence and complete disregard for human life, liberty, property, and state rights, the examination of the maps of the Stimulated Wildlands Project will show that the Mississippi River Basin, from the Missouri Boot Heel south all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, are shaded in as wilderness reserve corridors.
Well, I would say you were smoking, that leaf that isn't tobacco. If I hadn't made a film, my first film, off of the UN Wilding Project, which they even had on ABC News a few weeks ago, and openly they do want to flood that entire area, and I saw that demon, Mary Landrieu, who stole her way into that senator seat. Mary Landrieu, day two on CNN, I have the witch on tape, by the way, saying that this is because we didn't wild the wetlands and we didn't. And she's the creature who's helped tear down a bunch of dams and dikes and levees. And so they've actually, the environmentalists, have helped flood that area. And you're right, sir. Let me get a comment from Paul on that. Paul?
Well, Alex, I'm not sure you understood what the caller was saying. What I understood him to say and what I think is correct, Alex, is that when you don't preserve the wetlands and you drain them and turn them over to developers, you greatly increase the damage from floods and the risk of floods, and that many of the wetlands that were protective of that area from water surges have been drained. And I think that's what he was saying, but maybe not. But that is my.
And then I'm saying the opposite, basically. But
my understanding of the.
Will, what were you saying?
Well, this is far more egregious than that, Alex and Paul. Because in the wilderness reserve corridors, as were agreed to and decided upon by the Sustainable Development Group, and as you will recall, George,
what you're saying is they want all this to flood, so they're letting it flood.
These are areas that are now in consideration of being off limits to all human activity. So there's absolutely no doubt.
Oh yeah, those maps have been
whatsoever.
In Congress. Have you seen Dr. Coleman's maps?
I have a copy of them in front of me.
I was asking Paul Craig Roberts.
No, I haven't seen those maps.
We need to get those to you.
But I do have a home in a coastal area, and I'm very much aware that local governments and sometimes state governments and developers go far beyond any prudence, and they, in order to maximize their own profits in the short run, they expose others there to serious problems.
Well, that certainly is true as well. Thank you for the call there, Will. Let's talk to Elias in Michigan. You're on the air. Elias, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Robert. I'd like to bring up the First Amendment to the Constitution and what it really means.
Okay, go ahead.
We are unknowing what the First Amendment really means. It gives a protection to a private thing known as the press. The press and free speech were meant to bring to the surface all the things that the government will want to hide.
Yeah, that's
why
it comes first.
That's what free speech and free press, the First Amendment, is all about.
Well, sir, you're engaging in it right now, so what
do
you want to say?
Right.
He's right. He's exactly right.
That's what it's for. It's not for people like Howard Stern to put out his blather or people to be free to yell and shout.
Yeah.
That's not what it's all about.
It wasn't meant as a defense of pornography, for example.
Well, aside from that, but it was the framers set up a special. It's a special thing for the press. It's a special.
But Elias,
protection.
Because of that, we've got to tolerate speech we don't like.
But they are not. But the press is not bringing out these things. So a great mass of people now are wallowing in ignorance. They don't even know what the First Amendment is all about.
No, I agree with you that to destroy a people, you've got to take their history and their past away, and that's happened.
You see, what the caller is bringing out is that the free press in America was free and effective as long as it was independent. But now there's really about three conglomerates that own it all. You know, all the independent newspapers have disappeared into chains, and they're owned by bigger chains. And all of these conglomerates are dependent on the federal government for their broadcast licenses, for their radio and TV. And so they really have clamped down. They're afraid to say too much that the government doesn't want.
I'll tell you what, Paul, we've got. You want to stay a few more minutes? You want to go?
I'm going to leave this time, Alex.
All right. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for coming on with us, my friend.
It was my pleasure to And thank you for sharing your audience.
You bet. Look forward to talking to you again. All right, we'll come back and take more of your calls after this quick break, and we got some audio clips as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. All right, I'm going to take some more of your calls and go through some more of the news, do a recap of what we're facing right now. We've got three audio clips coming up as well. But just think about the magnitude of what Paul Craig Roberts was saying. I mean, I interviewed him 6-8 months ago. He wasn't a tenth as radical, you know, as he's sounding now. You should have heard the discussions I had with him during the break. I mean, thinking minds, look at this. Martial law is being set up. You heard him talk about that. The government uses every crisis they can. They accentuate it. They make it worse to get control. And look, I mean, so many people are seeing it like we are. So many prominent people. So many prominent conservatives. And folks, Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and these people, they're not conservatives. They're master manipulators. They only tell you part of the story. The Democrats love all this stuff that's happening. Oh, you'll hear some rhetoric out of them, but somebody's got to be punished. You know, in a third world country, if they have a train that blows up or a train that derails, some high-level person gets fired. Or in Europe, in some first world country, that's always been the history, that if something goes wrong, somebody high up gets in trouble, and then that tends to make people not want to screw up. But here it's like, my gosh, you really screwed up. Let's promote you. Well, this isn't a screw up. There's I talked to Paul on air, and you heard him say there's, you know, it all points towards the government being involved. But off air, he was even more explicit. But there's no other way to look at it. I mean, FEMA cutting power, cutting electrical lines, cutting phone lines to police department emergency centers because the sheriffs are trying to help people. I mean, they do not want those people being taken care of those first 4 or 5 days. They wanted to build up a crisis to then bring in regular army. And Bush is a lame duck. He'll take all the blame and be pilloried for it. And, oh, isn't Bush an idiot? Ha, ha, ha. Meanwhile, it's the globalists use him as a shield while their whole agenda moves forward. And a bunch of dumb neocons will all mindlessly defend Bush and the government's response. Heaven help us. It's just they've got it figured out. And they're using this. Notice everything's martial law. The TV shows, the programs, I mean, it's just everything. The dramas, it's just all getting us ready for this. And the most important point is the government had federalized that city. Remember 2.5 years ago I made Police State 3 Total Enslavement? I made a big deal in the film about those articles where it said the city has been federalized. Every major department. And I got to Google that and dig that article back out and get an article written about that. Or maybe you should write an article about it and post it with that article and send it to me and I'll post it. I can't write all the articles. I can't do it all. It's just there's too much. But I mean, here it is where the feds federalized it. The feds ran the whole thing, had it stand down, and then tried to blame it on the state and locals. But out of this still, well, we just got to have a bigger federal government. FEMA was cutting the police communication lines and wouldn't let the police bring food and water in. We need more power for FEMA. The guy's crying about somebody's mother dying, but we still need more FEMA. FEMA's evil. Give them more money. That guy meant well what he was saying, that mayor. He meant well. But at the end of it, barely can croak it out. Just give them more money. They can't protect you. They won't protect you. I got a bunch of clips here and a bunch of calls. I wish it was a five-hour show today. I will just say this. I didn't plug it in the first hour. I didn't plug it in the second hour. All last week, I hardly talked about my videos one or two times in 5 days because we've been covering the hurricane. But sure enough, it's been a good test because if I don't talk about my videos and books, we don't sell any of them. And I got six employees, not counting myself, and if we don't sell videos, we don't operate. And number one, these are great films. I mean, these are the best videos out there when it comes to exposing the New World Order. I mean, look at my new film. What's it called? Martial Law. What are you now seeing? What's my other classic film? Road to Tyranny. Police State 3. Total Enslavement. Police State 2, The Takeover. Police State 2000. Take Police State 2000. I mean, you know why I've been freaking out about troops taking over and martial law and creating crises? Because, I mean, imagine sitting there and watching Marines train to put you in a camp. I mean, these videos have got to be seen by people. Imagine Kansas City firefighter shoots the video of FEMA in a secret meeting teaching a room full of police and firefighters and sheriff's deputies that all Christians are enemies of the U.S. government. I mean, this is like Body Snatcher v, you know, bizarre. I mean, this is, imagine if they made a Hollywood movie where it shows the feds in a, you know, in a classroom going, all Christians are enemies of the government. The founding fathers are evil. But we actually have the video. Folks, this is my life. I wish this wasn't true. I wish that, every day I wish. My wife's like, we got to get out of this country. We got to get out of here. And you know, I've said I'm not going to leave the country. I've jokingly said I'm going to move to an island. And then the internet story is, I own an island. It's you got the latest thing is I am a that I come from a circus family, and I'm a carnival huckster. I've been to, I think, a circus twice. When I was like 3 years old, we had to leave. I cried. I thought the clowns were scary. No, folks, I'm a Soviet cosmonaut from Pluto. It isn't about Alex Jones. I don't know why I'm telling those stories. I just sometimes you got to laugh, folks. Regardless, please get martial law, get American dictators, get Road to Tyranny. We got discounts for if you get three or more, you save $18. On some videos, if you buy one video, the next is $5.95. $5.95 for a two-hour DVD, high-quality production. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Here is the toll-free number to order the videos. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to prisonplanet.tv, where for 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all 12 of my films, my weekly TV reports, all my best audio interviews, just everything. There's so much there. E-books, prisonplanet.tv. Or go to infowars.com to look, peruse the shopping cart, order any of the videos or books. We have a whole bookstore up there. Please take action. People wanted me to air this again. Here's the short promo for Oil Storm, where a hurricane hits the U.S., sinks some ships. It causes rapid deterioration of society. Everything falls apart. There's martial law starting in the Gulf region, then martial law nationwide. But the president saves you with martial law. So just like they always promo what they're going to do. I hope it doesn't get this bad, but here's the promo for that.
It has already begun.
Two ships collided.
Hundreds are feared dead with emergency services unable to cope.
A chain of events.
Million barrels of oil gone.
That will spark fear.
A killer blow to the economy.
Create panic and result in a catastrophe that will change our lives forever.
Americans didn't realize how fragile their existence was.
Oil Storm, an FX original event, Sunday, June 5th. America's lifeline has been severed.
And the globalists know that to really change societies, they've got to shock you. Even if you blame the government and hate them, it's that shocking process gets you out of your norm so they can remold you. It's like heating up clay to get it soft and then heating it up again to harden it. In fact, they talk about unfreezing your mental setup, your worldviews, what you'll put up with, molding it the way they want it, and then freezing it again. The whole educational system is set up to do this. And, hey, just give your liberties up, folks. Your life's only going to get worse. Notice, the more liberties you give up, the worse it gets. There's just always something new. And so you give up more freedom, and it's just going to get worse and worse. You're going to give up more, worse and worse, until we're all microchipped in compact cities like prisoners, wearing uniforms. Oh, this is the official plan, by the way. You think movies like The Island and THX-1138, where they got shaved heads and wear little white uniforms, that's actually the plan, folks. We have the documents. And, I mean, that's going to be your children and your grandchildren's lives. And then they'll just keep exterminating us as they get us into more and more compact cities. It's just going to get worse and worse. More and more crises. More and more. Folks, this is official. I have Henry Kissinger's own documents. I have it all. It's all public. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to kill you idiots. You're too dumb to even know it. So, hey, cops, government people, just go along with it. Sure, laugh at us. Laugh at the American people. Laugh at people like Alex Jones. You'll 10 years from now, you'll be in a FEMA camp remembering what I said, crying, you know, wishing to God you'd have listened. Or perhaps we can wake up and fight this, and we won't be there in 10 years. And then the fools can giggle and say we were wrong. But unfortunately, I've been right about almost everything in the last 10 years, and it's a pretty tough row we got to hoe. This next clip is one of the many clips we have of police looting. They're not looting cheese and water. They are looting jewelry and $100 tennis shoes and stuff like that in a big Walmart. So just female cops going around with shopping carts, shopping. And a new watch, a new fishing rod, a new... and that's how it always is. You're always going to have criminal police leading any looting. That's just history, folks. The good cops will be off helping people. The bad ones will be leading the criminals. That's just how it works. So here it is.
Fucking around. Well, are you doing it because you need it, or are you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have no means to wash clothes. We have no food.
Sure. lot of the people here say they don't feel bad taking this stuff. One, because they need it. The two, they said the police said it was okay. And we actually saw the police. They're in aisle three.
How are you doing?
Hi, what you doing here?
I'm doing my job.
Taking shoes?
No, looking for looters.
Looking for looters? And what do you do when you find them? Because I think I've seen them.
Store. That's all I can do with them right now, Captain.
They're all around us, though.
That's what I see. Include you. What are you doing?
I haven't taken anything, ma'am.
She in the store.
They don't quite look your color.
Okay. You know, one of the things that strikes you is, of course, Walmart is a store that everybody knows. And to walk in it and see it as a free-for-all like that is... well, you can't help but laugh sometimes, even though it is grossly against the law. To see the police, though, that was a shock.
Martin, do you suspect that the police officer that you encountered in there was not making something up out of whole cloth, and that those people were also not making something up out of whole cloth, given what Governor Blanco said, that essentially if it's nonviolent, they have other things to worry about than people stealing stuff?
That's true. They do, obviously. In a city where the mayor has just proclaimed that he believes there's hundreds, maybe thousands dead, the looting of one Walmart does not rank very high on the Richter scale of problems. However, when you have the police in there looting, that is a problem, because if the breakdown of law and order happens on the very first day after the hurricane, how far will it go in a couple of days?
We don't want to contemplate that question, and we're sorry that you have to, but where you are, you have to.
All right, so for those that don't know, literally, folks, I've been sent, I don't know how many, it's got to be like 10 clips. I'm sure you've all seen it. That was the day after the hurricane, okay? And the lights are on, and there are these police in full uniform looking spiffy. And remember, over two-thirds walked off the job, leaving the real men, and it was men, folks, male police. And I'm just going to tell you like it is. The women basically all walked off. That's just the facts. I'm sorry I have to report it to you. It was the real men, a couple hundred of them left, literally like six cops at the Superdome trying to control things. And they had nothing, and their homes are destroyed, and they're begging for help. And then you've got the other police, just these big, fat, corrupt police, just going around with their, and they weren't, and look, some police had to kick down doors and get food and stuff at convenience stores. That's totally different. I mean, cops just loading watches and phones and Nintendos and, you know, just big, fat, decadent cops running around day one. Day one! And the feds doing absolutely nothing either. They were in total control. The only totally federalized city other than D.C. They totally ran the entire operation. And now here's the ridiculous statement that Bush doesn't like black people. Bush doesn't like people, period. He's a devil worshiper. But here's this ridiculous statement. Here it is.
They portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. If you see a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off, as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize
that's
a lot
of
the people that could help.
And that's the rapper responding to his earlier comments on the NBC Moneython. To give the Red Cross, that, you know, 10% might go to the people with strings attached, criminal organization. And, you know, he said, George Bush doesn't like black people. Look, obviously the media, trying to be sensational, showed people looting food and stuff, which is nothing wrong with that, and then tried to call them all looters. And they were predominantly black, because that's the predominant, you know, poor population. I mean, the city of New Orleans is mainly black anyway, so the main poor are going to be black. And obviously, you know, that's a bunch of demonization going on. But it doesn't help to have Jesse Jackson attacking Bush and others. That only makes Bush look good, because it's so stupid to say it's because they're black they didn't do anything. No, it's because the government wants to make people look stupid, period, and come in with martial law is why this happened. And so, again, Jesse Jackson creating the false left-right paradigm, coming in with others to Bush's aid. By the way, I saw Pumpkinhead, whatever her name is, the new head of the Red Cross, up on two nights ago, Saturday night, with Matt Lauer. And they cut to her, and Matt Lauer goes, by the way, a lot of people are calling saying, how do they know that the money all goes to the flood victims? And, will you reassure them? And she just said, we just love the victims. We just love them. She wouldn't even say they're going to give them all the money, because they don't. Look, let me explain something. The thousands of Red Cross volunteers are great. The organization isn't just evil. It's criminal. We have a giant article where they steal the mail. They charge the victims money. They're criminal. Why do you think the mainstream media only promotes them? Shouldn't that wake you up? It's unbelievable. Do not give anything to the Red Cross. Nothing to those scumbags. We're right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
The most preposterous thing is Bush and Rice and others all cutting their vacation short 3 days into the disaster. Well, with her 4 days in, when she was booed out of the theater. It was that obvious to them how grotesque it was. But Now Bush running around going, we never thought, we never heard, we never imagined that a flood like this could happen. I mean, the level of lying is just, I'm just sick of them lying to us. Let's go ahead and, this is kind of radio graffiti. I'm giving everybody about 30, 40 seconds. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
The Herald Sun of Australia is reporting that AP and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers say that the New Orleans police shot and killed five contractors of the Corps of Engineers. And it wasn't snipers. It was some kind of friendly fire. Unless, of course, they were provocateurs.
Do me a favor. Email that to tips@infowars.com. I'll get it posted.
Okay. And it's that MSNBC has reported just now that the Corps of Engineers is opening new breaches in the levees, supposedly to let the city drain faster. So they're not fixing anything. They're opening the levees. What you see on TV, they're
fixing. Now, I saw that this morning, which they're the engineers, but I mean, give me a break. Another hurricane or storm could hit. They got to get those things breached and pump it.
And MSNBC has the video downloads of Aaron Bruchard crying, and he also said, quote, bureaucracy committed murder in New Orleans, and bureaucracy has to stand trial.
Well, send it all to me. Thank you for the call. Great points, John. Rick in Reno, you're on the air. Go ahead, Rick.
How's it going, Alex? Hey, I have a website. It's 9/11 Roundtable. I'm organizing caravans to Crawford, and I'm organizing caravans to the Gulf Coast to help out. Thank you.
Well, the FEMA bastards won't let you through. Thank you for the call. I mean, it just, they won't let the Coast Guard through with the fuel. They wouldn't let sheriffs through. And when the sheriffs were still communicating, they went and cut their emergency management lines. You understand? Cutting lines so the cops can't help the people. They engineered this. Bill in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Alex.
Hi.
This is where the sheriffs should have used their authority and arrested all of those damn FEMA people and put them in lockup.
They are criminals. FEMA always does stuff like this.
They are. They should have used their authority. They have it. They are the authority here. They might not get away with it in Washington, D.C., but they can damn sure get away with it out in the states.
Well, the minute the feds have been stood up to many times by sheriffs, and the feds always back off. Because the sheriff standing up against these people is just standing on solid ground.
Right. Right. I'll get off.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Bye.
All right. Who's up next here? I know some of the callers changed. Okay. Well, we had a whole bunch of phones loaded, and everybody hung up right at once thinking the show was over, so no more calls. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 live. And, yes, this was a live broadcast here on this Labor Day. And when you're out eating hamburgers and hot dogs with your family today, just remember what America's all about. Not trusting the government, having local control, being individualistic, being rugged, not being a bunch of world government-worshipping, Bush-worshipping, FEMA-worshipping idiots. And it's just horrible what's happened, and it's having major economic impact on the U.S. We got refugees all over Austin. I mean, they're just all over the place. I mean, I go in Walgreens, they're there, buses everywhere. More of them, thousands and thousands coming. And, I mean, I'm 11 hours away from New Orleans. So it's massive, folks. It's a huge effect of what's happened. Be sure and watch Infowars.com and Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com for continual updates. I've got my staff working overtime. Send us information at tips@infowars.com or over to Paul at Prison Planet, and we'll get it posted. You're our eyes and ears out there. And to all the heroes, all the good police and citizens that have helped, I salute you. To all the scum and FEMA, you're a bunch of trash. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.